From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is EarthDate. To Egyptians and ancient Greeks, amethysts were as precious as diamonds, rubies, and sapphires. The stone was thought to cool tempers and prevent drunkenness, so it was cut into jewelry for wise kings and crafted into wine goblets for those who hoped to stay sober. In the Middle Ages, it adorned the rings of religious leaders and the scepters of royalty. Since then, huge finds in many places, especially Brazil and Uruguay, have made amethyst plentiful and affordable. And that's good, because this brilliant purple gem is now available to everyone and is still just as striking. Especially when you consider that amethyst is just quartz with a few special qualities. It has trace amounts of iron, only a few parts per million. These would normally be invisible, but when exposed to gamma rays, they make the quartz turn purple into amethyst. It doesn't take a lot of radiation. It's naturally occurring in other rocks found where amethyst crystals grow, and not nearly enough to be harmful to humans. Amethyst's color can change when exposed to other kinds of radiation. Enough UV from sunlight will fade it to lilac or gray. And it can change color when heated, turning light green, yellow, or brown. Though another dose of the right radiation can bring back its purple hue. Amethyst is the February birthstone. So if you know anyone born in this month, try giving them a birthday gift that was once the stone of sober kings. I'm Scott Tinker.
EarthDate is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more EarthDate stories at earthdate.org.